we are announcing a 5-year extension of TSN 690's broadcast deal with the Montreal Canadiens. So this coming season, and at least 4 more through 2021-22, TSN 690 will be your home for the most complete Canadiens coverage anywhere.
This is an extension. It's a 5-year extension, so it's not a new deal. So, you know, I think it's something that we're all very excited about, and it's critical to the radio station. I hope fans are excited about it as well.
It's Hal Gill. Plays it down to Giannis. Henry pass up down. Malt scores! Thomas Malt, 2-0 Montreal!
I know everybody in Montreal wants to rip the coach apart. This is a coaching adjustment. We've talked about it since the opening faceoff. Travis Mullen is making a difference in this game.
Yeah, we're really, really, really excited. Obviously, Canadiens being an iconic brand, and obviously there's a tie-in with our parent company, Bell, and the Bell Center, and a bit of the ownership of the team. So it checks a lot of boxes, and we couldn't be more thrilled to be a part of it. And obviously, we're excited about the radio announcement that came down as well. So all good for Bell Media. We have a terrific roster to work against to put on the Habs broadcast. So we'll probably announce details on the team in over the summer.
Okay.
And the way my inbox is filling up with candidates, there seems to be lots of interest.
Welcome back. It is hour number 3, big day, as you can tell, if you missed it earlier, on TSN 690, along with Rod Francis and Mitch Gallo. Mitch Melnick with you until 7 o'clock. Tony Marinaro with the announcement a little after 11 with Chris Berry of our programming department. He was the program director for the longest time. And earlier, about an hour ago, the senior vice president and general manager of TSN, Mr. Mark Milliere, from headquarters in Scarborough.
Hockey insider Pierre Maguire, brought to you by Ye Olde Orchard Pub, with 6 locations in and around Montreal. YeOldOrchard.com.
Yeah, once again, the Montreal Canadiens will be on TSN television. How you doing, Pierre Maguire?
I couldn't be happier for Canadiens fans. I couldn't be happier for the Molson family, and I couldn't be happier for the people at TSN. That is where the Canadiens belong. Congratulations.
Amen. Now, how about you coming up here as if you don't have enough to do and do the odd Habs game?
If I was asked to, I'd do it with pleasure. It would be an honor and a thrill.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, what
do you... What? I've been asked.
Okay, I've just thrown it out there. I've just...
if you ask me a question, I'm going to be transparent. I would be honored and privileged if they asked me, but I haven't been asked.
Yeah. Well, maybe they think that you're so busy that you wouldn't want to do it.
So you want me to fill up Milliere's
yeah.
email box?
Exactly. Yes.
I can do that.
No, but I remember something you've said a couple of times through the years is I don't go searching for work. It kind of finds me.
You don't. When you get certain jobs, you don't apply. People come and find you. That's just the reality of the situation. No, I have not heard, but again, this announcement's fresh. I will say this. Knowing the people at TSN, this is the appropriate decision for the Montreal Canadiens. You will not be short-sold. You will get the very best coverage possible for your team, and that's what you deserve. Because on the Francophone side, it is done unbelievably well, fantastically well. And I spoke to you about that 2 years ago when I was at the Quebec Major or Quebec Pee Wee tournament with my son and my wife, and I watched a bunch of games when I was up in Quebec City. It was fantastically well done. And so I think that the English side shouldn't be short-served either.
Yeah, Pierre Oud, Marc Denis are the front men for the entire crew, RDS and the pre and post on Lanty Shum and all that. And I know they're already working on trying to present something that can match that on the English side. Because one thing you know about TSN, there's no shortage of talent.
Oh, my gosh, no. And one thing that should be really apparent to people, and maybe I'm just a really proud TSNer because I'm still there. I still do tons of TSN radio, even though I'm not on TV as much except for trade deadline, free agency day, and a couple other things. But the one thing I would say is the commitment of the people there spoke really loudly when the national package went to another network and Bob McKenzie and Gordon Miller and James Duffy, iconic properties, people that are part of that property, never left. Never left. They could have left.
Yep.
They didn't leave.
You know, Mark Milliere, I mentioned that to Mark, how long it took to recover from that announcement, which, you know, was kind of a stunner. And he said 24 hours. And then we went back to work and realized, okay, we don't have the games, but we still have regional games, and we're still going to cover the National Hockey League the way we've always covered it. And he was sincere in that. And that, yeah, I think, again, the results speak for themselves.
And not only that, I will say this because I did it for a long time. The international properties are a huge part of what TSN is about, whether it's the under 18, whether it's the World Junior, whether it's the Women's World Championships, you name it. TSN does it. They never shortchange it. For 2 months in 2005, they sent Gordon Miller and I with a full crew, over to Europe. We were in Sweden for the Women's Worlds. We were in Česká Budějovice and Pilsen for the men's under 18. And then we were in Innsbruck and Vienna for the men's championship. So you look at that. That is a major financial commitment. They could have taken it off, too. They chose not to. Because it was the nuclear winter, they didn't want to short sell Canadian hockey fans, and they put their very best people at the time into those properties, and it worked fantastically well.
I know that you're aware TSN also has the regional rights for the Ottawa Senators, and the Senators have become quite the geographical and on-ice rival for the Canadiens, Pierre. And when you've got a built-in rival like that, it must mean something to the Canadiens organization. It must crank up the heat and force them to up their game in every single level.
Well, I would say that, and I would say Toronto as well. Toronto's not going away anytime soon, Rod. Toronto's going to be really dangerous for a long time. They've got fantastic players. Up front, they've got more star power than what Ottawa has. On the back end, maybe they don't have as much star power. But I would say what Montreal's going to have to up their game with, their regional rivals, geographical rivals, are really good. And they're going to only get better. You know, and that's going to be the big thing for Montreal going forward. We've talked about it. And one other one, even though it's not on the north side of the border, Boston Bruins are getting weaker. They're getting better. And I've been warning you about it for 2 years. 2 years I've been telling you, Boston has drafted off the charts good. They're going to be really good.
All right, one more on Mark Milliere. Most of our listeners don't know who he is. He's the Senior Vice President and General Manager of TSN. He's been around for 30 years. He's responsible for producing most of what you see on television on TSN, including SportsCenter. He was the first person to put two female anchors together. He was inducted into the Wall of Fame at Ryerson, his alma mater. We have Amanda Vitaro here, part of our intern program. This is her first full day on the job. And I asked Mark, you know, because he regularly lectures, and it's his job to spot talent, develop talent, and manage it. The message that he has for young people want to get into this business.
There's lots of people talking sports in the media, so it's not actually so bad. There are jobs out there. There's always a place for someone who's going to be a superstar. So follow your passion and be hungry. The hungriest people will probably get the work.
Wasn't that perfect?
Oh my gosh, that's nailed. I worked with him when he was probably just starting out or pretty close to being the boss. And he, you know what? You talk about putting your work in. I'm not sure that man ever went home. He used to live in his office a ton. And I said to him once, I said, "You remind me of when I was coaching. I used to live in my office all the time." And he just started laughing. Mark and I have been really good friends for a long time. One of the hardest letters I ever had to write was to Mark Milliere to tell him I was leaving TSN television to go work for NBC. He completely and utterly understood. It was a 10-year commitment from NBC, taking someone from 50 years of age to 60 years of age with the potential for Summer Olympics and Winter Olympics on the NBC brand. So that was really hard for me to write it. But Mark was unbelievably great to me and my family over the 11 or almost 12 years I did at TSN full-time.
Okay, you mentioned Ottawa, Rod. We discussed this briefly yesterday about the Ottawa Senators asking Dion Phaneuf to waive his no-movement rights. Apparently, he has said no. So now what? And to follow that up, is there any danger in something like this festering through the season when he knows they wanted him to do something and he said, you know, as is his right, no?
No, because they knew. I've spoken with people in their management team right after they lost to Pittsburgh. I had spoken with people on their management side. They knew this was coming. They had to ask the question. They should have asked the question. It's an appropriate question. I can tell you this. Dion said no for one reason. He likes playing in Ottawa. They have a good team, and he likes where they're going. And he's really comfortable living there. He's really comfortable playing there, and he's comfortable in the system that they have. What it does, protection-wise, potentially, because you never know what deals are going to go down, it creates a bit of a problem. They're going to protect Phaneuf, they have to. They're going to protect Carlson, they have to. And then it comes down to, who do you protect next? Do you protect Mark Methot or do you protect Cody Ceci? And I would imagine, just based on age, and everything's based on age the way I do it, more times than not, Ceci is much younger than Methot. So I would imagine Methot becomes available, but potentially is traded before he gets picked, and then they do something else in the back end.
And what about Bobby Ryan? How come it came out with Phaneuf that they were going to ask him to lift the no-movement clause, but nothing was asked of Bobby Ryan, who commands a lot on the salary cap? I'm sure they would like to have exposed him.
Because the difficulty is on the back end. It's not up front. They don't have any issues up front. The difficulty is on the back end. So that's the problem. That's why Bobby Ryan wasn't even approached with that. And quite frankly, Bobby Ryan wouldn't have been taken, because of the length of his deal and where he is in his career.
Pierre, I know what you just said about age, but considering the Senators took the eventual Stanley Cup champs to double overtime in Game 7, do they, as an organization, look at it differently? Like, okay, if we lose Methot, that's just too big of a hit to take if we want to get back there.
No, because they have a player coming by the name of Thomas Chabot.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Chabot is an A-plus level prospect, not even close. And I say that, and I'm a big fan of Mark. Mark Methot, I knew from when he played with the London Knights and played a little bit with Columbus. I knew him as a player. I didn't know him as a person. I got to know him a lot better as a person, his playoff run. He's a very valuable guy. Athletically, he's not as good as Chabot. Chabot's going to be he'll be an all-star type player. That's what he is. So they're not taking a hit. They're going to take a short-term physical hit because Chabot isn't that. But, again, I don't know if they're going to take Methot. I would be very surprised if they didn't take Freddie Claesson, just because financially it fits into what they're doing. He's a lot younger, and Freddie's a good player. Freddie's a useful player. So, you know, everybody's going to panic. But I will tell you this, and it didn't take me long to answer you, did it, Mitch? They have Chabot's really, he's big-time good, really big-time good.
Our belief is that they're a number of deals that have already been struck with the Vegas Golden Knights, and George McPhee is just buying his time, and they'll start rolling those things out whenever, you know, he feels the best time is to start announcing. And maybe that's around the 19th, 20th, 21st of this month, once he's had time to have a look at all of the exposed and protected lists, and they go through the draft process.
There is Darren Draker, of course, insider with Connor McKenna, Sean Starr, and Rick Moffitt. Pierre?
I told you that the last couple of days. I knew last week they made a deal with a team. Here's the one thing for fans to pay attention to. The deals that are made with Vegas, you'll see some players that are taken, and you're going to say, why would they take him? And here's why. You need to check the date of the draft picks that are traded to Vegas along with them taking that player. They're not taking the picks in 2017. Because it's an abysmal draft. Abysmal. Okay, there's no other way to describe it. It is not deep at all. If you see them getting draft picks in 19, 20, or 21, they know what they're doing. And I guarantee you, with Kelly McCrimmon there, who was a general manager and coach with the Brandon Wheat Kings for years and years and years, he knows what I know and everybody else that works in the rinks. The 19, the 20, and the 21 draft are loaded. They're crazy deep. And that's where they're going to get second and third round picks. So what you need to do when you break these trades down, look at the dates. Look at the dates of when their second round pick or their first round pick or their third round pick comes in. Because that's when you know George is bang on with what he's doing. And I can tell you, I know some of it, and it's going to be scary because they're going to turn it on quick. They'll be amazingly good probably by 2022, 2023.
Pierre McGuire in full-on draft mode once the Stanley Cup is over. And for those who weren't listening yesterday, what's wrong with you? But Pierre's going to be in Vegas at the end of the week, and you're actually doing some work for them.
I am. I was really privileged. I got a call during the Stanley Cup final from the management team in Vegas, and what's going to happen is I'm working for NBC Sports out there doing the draft, the expansion draft, and then afterwards I'm doing something for their season ticket holders. It's kind of a town hall meeting setting. It's going to be in the arena where the awards are actually being held. So there could be a lot of people there. They're estimating between 10 and 12,000 people. And basically what we're doing is a town hall with ownership, George McPhee, and the players, some of the players that were picked up. So I'm really excited about that. It's a way of being around what I think is going to be a really formidable franchise going forward.
We've asked you a couple times about Claude Julien, you know, possibly, most likely, adding another assistant coach or an associate coach here with Clément Jodoin leaving the organization. And now, Pierre, with the Stanley Cup final over and things are kind of accelerating, I mean, would the time for an announcement, if it's going to happen, wouldn't it be over the next couple days?
I would think, I really think, and it's going to be interesting because Buffalo now is the last team without a head coach. And I have to think, they've talked to a bunch of people that I know. One, obviously, Bobby Bugner's already gone to Florida, which is a good hire. It's a solid hire. Bobby will do a good job there. He will. You'll see. Bobby will do a good job. But you got to think, Rick Tocchet, Jacques Martin, Phil Housley are the leading candidates now for Buffalo. You know, I think Housley might have an inside track only because he's a Buffalo first-round pick. He played there as an 18-year-old. He was an extremely good player there for a long time. They're trying to get their fans on board. You can understand why. But I would tell you, shortchanging on Tocchet in particular and Jacques Martin would be a mistake. But I could see how they would hire Housley. I could definitely see how they could hire him.
Pierre, it seems that Jacques Martin found his calling late in life here as an assistant with Pittsburgh. And then the decision to bring him down, as you've pointed out, repeatedly down to ice level and work with the defenseman during the game. I know people who've coached, and once they're away from being a head coach, they want another opportunity. But, geez, I'm just, you know, again, you know a lot more than I do. If I'm Buffalo, the situation that they're in with so many young players, Phil Housley seems like a natural.
Well, that's why I'm saying that, and this is not a knock on Jock. You know, one of the things that really touched me, and I've been through it, so I know it. As soon as Mike Sullivan was presented the cup, the coach, you know, obviously the head coach, the players wanted Jock to get it next. They did, and I was right there, and he got it, and they actually helped him lift it up because he got a shoulder problem. They actually helped him.
Well, a year ago, he almost dropped it, remember?
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's why they were helping him. So it was really nice to see. I'm so happy for him, and he's a very good man, very good man. But you're right on, Housley. Listen, I'll never forget, Mitch, I'll never forget this. When that deal went down, Subban for Weber, one for one, mano a mano, Subban was in Europe, and I talked to PK. When he was in Europe, he was watching soccer, and he said to me, I've never been coached by anybody like Phil Housley. He couldn't wait to play for Phil Housley. He didn't talk about Peter Laviolette. He talked about Phil Housley. Well, PK had a pretty darn good year, really good year. Phil Housley helped him a ton.
Final one, Pierre, because you have started a lot of these in-depth discussions with people around the league with so much up in the air right now. Are you hearing anything about Galchenyuk and availability and yes or no being moved?
I've heard it. I've heard lots of rumors. I don't like to speculate on the rumor stuff. Heard his name out there. If one of them is legit, and I hate to tease people, but I just, you know, Mitch, I don't like to say names because other guys have families and jobs too. I'm talking about players in the league, and you don't like to put them out there and have them deny it. But this one deal, if the Canadians make it, and you remember this part of it, Rod, because I'll tell you when it, if it happens. I'm telling you right now, if they make that deal, they're making a terrible mistake. That's all I'll tell you, because it involves Galchenyuk and a first-round pick, and that's out there. And if they make that trade, that's a mistake. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, is this Matt Duchene? Is it Matt Duchene?
I'm not giving you names. I am not. I refuse to give names. I'm not giving names.
Okay, can you say yes or no instead of a name? Can you give initials?
No.
All right. Where are you, by the way?
I'm by the Saugatuck River watching my daughter train.
Oh, there you go. So when are you heading?
I golfed today. It was good.
Well, and when are you heading to Vegas?
Next Tuesday. Yeah. Today is Tuesday.
I will not be here the rest of the week, so you'll be talking to Simon Salikas with the boys over the next 3 days.
I have a question for you. I think you're coming towards the New York area.
Yes, I am, sir.
If you would like to, there's more than enough room in my home, and we would love to host you.
Wow.
You're more than welcome, and we actually can have outside activities there.
Pierre, you know I love you, but if I'm going to the New York area, I'm going to the New York area.
Don't want to come to see us limousine liberals.
Right. I have no interest, actually, in this particular weekend to be in New Canaan. As much as I'm tempted to pay a visit, I would...
New Canaan.
Okay, New Canaan.
Okay.
I'm going to New York. Proper.
I get that too.
All right. I've just been stalling a little because I don't know if you guys could find this rumor that's out there. No?
No. I don't think this would be an internet rumor.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you don't deal in internet rumors.
No. I don't. I never do. But I don't. No.
It's something that you've heard. Yeah.
A hockey person saying this. Did you hear this? And I'm like, are you out of your mind? If they do that, they're nuts. So
Okay.
The person that brought it up to me is unimpeachable. Let's put it that way.
Have a great night. We'll talk to you next week, and Simon will be here to talk to you tomorrow.
You know, your cell phone probably works in the States, so you can call me too.
Well, you want to make it back into the city and meet up?
Well, what day? Because I go to Boston on Friday. I'm coaching in a youth hockey tournament. Can you imagine that? I wonder why I'm doing that.
My young Ryan McGuire.
Yes.
Okay.